Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is the Boston-born Nigerian-American musician Afyong Bassey. She grew up in a household filled with the sounds and rhythms of West Africa, the traditional songs of her native Efik tribe, and the jazz, soul, and gospel of her American upbringing. The result is a dynamic fusion, and it's captured on her debut self-titled album, which came out earlier this year. Here's one of the tracks from that album, called Chasing After the Wind.
You know, we think about so many of the things that we as people chase after, pursue, and so many of the material things that we pursue are things that will go away. They don't have value in the long term. So the song is really an encouragement to chase after and pursue those things, those relationships, spirituality, wholeness, those things that are going to last.
That's Afyong Bassey herself speaking to us back in February when her debut album was first released. Now, one of the things that caught our attention about Bassey's bio was what she was doing before she released the album, attending Yale and working for Bain Capital. And while management consulting ultimately wasn't her calling, it did give Bassey an unexpected edge when she finally decided to take the leap with her musical career.
The thing that I really appreciate about the time that I had at Bain is it taught me how to be an entrepreneur and understand businesses. And so I have my record label, Moonlit Media Group, and now I'm able to manage and understand how a business works for myself.
Right.
And I will say that I, in addition to doing music, I do direct a leadership development institute. So I do have another job as well. But I really made the decision to immerse myself in the music and the creativity when I felt that there was something that I really, really needed to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the calling in my heart to go for it, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Well, so are we.
Thank you.
So tell us more about growing up and what your musical influences are or were and continue to be. I mean, we mentioned some of them because you're a first-generation Nigerian,
yeah.
Or Nigerian-American,
that's
I should
right,
say.
That's right. First-generation Nigerian-American. I was born and raised in the Boston area. In our household, music was a really integral part to who we are and what we were doing.
What'd you listen to?
I listened to so many things. Fela Kuti.
Of course. Yeah.
Miriam Makeba, Michael Jackson. You know, nowadays, Jonathan Butler, Rochelle Farrell, Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott, Mahalia Jackson. So there was just such a beautiful soundscape in my house growing up. And not to mention my grandmother, who I'm named after, who is a songbird herself and a singer. So, you know, I definitely grew up around that artistic, creative
spirit.
Now,
did you grow up speaking the native language of the Efik tribe that your family hails from?
So I was definitely taught it as a child. I understand it very well. I sing it better than I speak it. I'll be honest. But yes, absolutely. You know, our culture, our heritage, you know, not only the language, but the way that we cook, the way that we dress, the way that we dance, that's definitely been passed down to me, and I've been blessed by it.
And I ask that question because, as you know, there are a lot of musicians who bring in the cultural influences of their youth and their families and their
yes.
and the immigrant experiences into their music, but not that many of them actually have tracks on their album where they sing entirely in the native language of their family. But
right.
but you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I
and
do.
And that track's called Edidem. Was I close?
You were quite
okay.
close. Edidem.
Edidem. Okay.
Is actually an adaptation of a traditional Efik chorus that my grandparents taught me, and it's a prayer song.
Well, I'd love to hear it if we could.
Let's do it.
Abasi, Orion Fi, Edirion, Abasi, Oduya Fo, Itomuwe, Osom Fi. Adiram, Sami, Kaika, Bafo, Yamit, Sinada, Wara, 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 Wara,
Young Bassi. How gorgeous and luscious was that? That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell me, you said it's a prayer song. What is the prayer for?
It's basically saying, Lord, take me into the palm of your hands and hide me under the shadow of your wings. And when I'm there, I'll be able to roll around and be free because I'll be under your protection.
Yeah. Well, I've read that you've said that you do a lot of songwriting when you're visiting Nigeria.
I do.
And that inspirations don't really come to you unless you're there. Why is that?
Well, you know, I definitely am inspired by being around my people. So whether it is that I'm in Nigeria or around people that share my culture, from whom I'm able to glean stories, you know, understand history and then create something out of it, that's something that really is meaningful to me because it hits me at my core. But, you know, even if I'm not in Nigeria, if I'm walking down the street on the T, I can get an idea for a song and then it'll just come to me. So I'm open whenever and wherever it comes.
This is your self-titled debut album.
Yes.
And it took you a couple years
to
get it completed.
It did.
What do you think? What, 3 years or so?
3 years or so, that's correct.
What do you think? I mean, it's like, I suppose it's like giving birth to a child. It's
Absolutely.
A long, laborious process.
Absolutely.
But I mean, why in particular do you think it took you that period of time to get to a place where you were ready to tell the world, here's who I am?
You know, it was definitely a journey of self-discovery, understanding who I am as a person, who I am as an artist, writing songs and rewriting them to get them to the point where I felt like they were ready to be, you know, shared with the world. And I wanted to make sure that in this project, that I would be making something that, looking back 5-10 years from now, I would be happy and proud of.
Right.
And I feel like I've gotten to that point with this album. I've said what I wanted to say, and I self-titled it because I just felt like it was such a holistic representation of who I am, the collaborators that I had, the relationships that I built, and the beauty of the art.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, so many of those songs, you definitely, as we mentioned earlier, you seem to get this, as a listener, you get the sense that you do have something that you want to say, and
yeah.
You know, ultimately, I'd love you to take us out on one more song, and it's Legitimate Child.
Legitimate Child.
But before we start up here, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, Legitimate Child is a song I wrote many years ago, I think in 2006. And it's an affirmation that every human being, no matter where they come from, no matter what they have or don't have, no matter what they did or didn't do, that we are all legitimate in the eyes of our Creator. So it is, you know, an affirmation of our purpose and destiny that I hope will resonate with people.
Well, Ofyong Bassi, before you start singing, let me just tell you, it's been such a pleasure to have you in our studio and to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. You
are a legitimate child. Singer-songwriter Ofyong Bassi spoke to us back in February. She's performing at Boston Scholars Jazz Club later this month. Child, you are.